Welcome to the Max Living Podcast. We are your hosts. I'm Dr. Nick Wilson.
I'm Dr. Tracy Gross. On this podcast, we have conversations about health. We talk about what it is, where it comes from, and really how you can achieve it for yourself and your entire family.
Hey, I hope you really enjoy this episode on the Max Living Podcast.
So, Dr. Wilson, we've been talking about this idea of faith over fear, really building your body so that you have a strong immune system. And the way that you do that is foundational. You start with five core beliefs. Do you want to go into that, review that for us?
Yeah. So those beliefs, as Max Living Doctors, it's a faith-based network of doctors. And we believe that nutrition matters. We believe toxicity is a real problem. We believe oxygen is crucial. A healthy mindset is vital. And a balanced nervous system is the foundation.
That's right. So in talking about living a life of faith over fear, I think it's important to address things that cause a lot of fear in most people. Just address them head on.
That's right.
So first thing we're going to talk about, cancer.
It's the big C word.
Yeah.
Because when you hear that C word, there is an emotional response. Either you yourself or you, someone you know or love, you've known somebody who's had cancer. Mm-hmm. And you likely have a negative connotation with that word, which we all do and we all perhaps should. Mm-hmm. And this idea of cancer sometimes throws a wrench in this idea that the power that made the body heals the body. The body needs no help, just no interference. Mm-hmm. That the body's always doing the right thing at the right time. And then there's cancer.
Yeah. We've been conditioned to think that cancer is your body essentially destroying itself.
Doing the wrong thing.
Yeah. So how does that mindset, how does that new paradigm fit into the idea of cancer?
Well, you first have to back up and say, wait, is that really the body doing the wrong thing? Or is it adapting? Hmm. Is it adapting to the environmental stress that was put upon it?
Yeah, that's huge. I feel like that is a brand new idea for so many people. So I would encourage everyone to just sit with that for a minute. Really, really seriously ask that question. Is my body doing the right thing for me? Mm-hmm. Cancer, as defined by the National Cancer Institute, is diseases in which abnormal cells divide without control and can invade nearby tissues. Cancer cells also spread to other parts of the body through the blood and through the lymph system. That's kind of the textbook definition of cancer as we know it. So cancer is seen as an unsuccessful immune response. But what if our bodies were brilliant? What if cancer was actually your body protecting you something?
Go explain that more, because I know there's context to this, you know, for you personally and whatnot, mm-hmm. but explain what you mean by adaptive or a response.
Mm-hmm. So when you have a cancer cell, we just read the definition that it is a bunch of cells that are abnormally growing and multiplying. Mm-hmm. Well, that is a response to damage in that cell's genetic code, mm-hmm. right? When the body has damage to it, it's going to respond. And rather than the cells just dying off from damage in the DNA, it causes the cells to actually respond in the opposite way. They multiply and divide, and that's when you get something like a tumor. Mm-hmm. So really, it is what could be seen as out of control growth of abnormal cells. But it's also your body trying to keep itself alive. Your body is always trying to do the right thing for your survival. And sometimes what survival looks like is symptoms that are less than ideal.
And this hypothesis, this idea of cancer being an adaptive or reactive process, is not a new one. Since 2012, researchers Meng and Liu and Murray and Angelo, they published an article titled "A New Hypothesis for the Cancer Mechanism." And what they describe in this paper is that cancer is a natural wound healing related process. And if the cause of the wound or the wound persists, the continuous natural process will lead to a clinical cancer mass. And so what they're saying is that this environment that's created, that the body is adapting to it, and that a normal healthy cell, when it adapts, then turns into a cancer cell. And it looks like it's going rogue, but it's actually a protective mechanism as a wound healing process.
Mm-hmm.
I'll give you an example to make this more simple, because I know this flies in the face of many conventional thoughts, but it's not a new thought. It was one that was actually developed over time and makes a lot more sense than just a rogue cells that clump together and just ultimately kill the host, because that doesn't happen in nature. That does not happen in nature. There's always a cause. So think about this. If you look at your hands, and if you do yard work or you work out or you work with your hands a lot, you're going to see calluses. Okay. That is a natural wound healing process that is adaptive. If you did not form those calluses, what would happen is that skin would get tender and it'd get raw and it would go down to the bone. And you'd get those open blisters all the time. And eventually that would cause major damage there. Those calluses form as an adaptation to the stresses that get put on it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Think of a polyp in the colon. Okay. What do we know about polyps? That a state of chronic or constant inflammation is one that will then cause polyp growth. And then they go in and they will cut them off, or they'll biopsy them and they'll look and see if there's cancer cells present. Well, if the inflammation continues, you can cut off all those polyps, but everyone knows that those polyps come back if that same environment is there, if it's left there. So is it the polyp that is the problem? Is it the callus that is the problem? Or is it the environment, the environmental stress? And I'm not talking about pollution. I'm not talking about smog. I'm not talking about any of that. I'm talking about this internal environment that is created within us, that we create over time, that is either a right environment for cancer to survive or the wrong environment for cancer to survive.
Right. We have to ask, what is the root cause of this problem with genetic mutations that's causing abnormal growth of cells? What is causing those genes to be mutated in the first place?
Right. It's this field of epigenetics that is so important to understand here in this realm of cancer, because you hear about BRCA1, you hear about BRCA2, you hear about all these genetic, these genes that seem to be a death sentence,
mm-hmm.
but it's not a death sentence. These genes are yes, encoded, but the field of epigenetics, if you study it, it's what's above the gene that turns on the gene that really matters.
Mm-hmm.
It's that environment
yeah.
that ultimately matters. It's very much like this idea. Think about Lake Erie. Remember Lake Erie was pronounced dead several years ago. The Great Lakes, there's a few of them that were nearly dead. Lake Erie was pronounced dead. And what the reason why it was pronounced dead was because the industry was polluting the waters constantly upstream. And because the industry was polluting the waters, the fish died. There was no growth in the lake itself, and it was pronounced dead. Well, fish were washing up on the shore with big giant tumors. The birds were eating the fish that were washing up on the shore. And then the birds were having offspring, and the eggs were very brittle, and the birds' offspring were genetically there's genetic problems, defects. Mm-hmm. No biologist in their right mind would go to the shores of that lake and look at all these fish that are washing up on washing up to the shores with tumors. And no biologist in their right mind would say, I know the solution. We're going to set up tiny fish hospitals.
Yeah.
We're going to treat these fish and with tumors, and we're going to put them right back in that lake.
Mm-hmm.
No biologist in the right mind would come to the shores of Lake Erie and say, I know the solution. We're going to dump chemotherapy into the waters here, and we're going to poison it even more. And it's a specific kind of toxin that's only going to target these fish with tumors. No biologist in their right mind would look at the solution to the problem and come up with that solution. No, what did they do? They said, industry, you can't pollute our waters anymore. They stopped the source. They removed the interference, if you will. And what happened? When they stopped the pollution, what ended up happening? The fish and the birds and in the waters, the waters rejuvenated itself, and the outcome was fish population that then could be eaten again. You can fish there now.
Mm.
You know, the bird population actually expanded. And the wildlife came back. What do you know? That the lake healed itself, if you will, right?
Yeah.
And so in the same way, the body works in the exact same way that when you look at it as a wound healing process that's attempting to do the right thing at the right time, well, then you're going to start asking questions and getting curious about what could have caused it.
Mm-hmm.
What could have caused the natural wound healing process to start? What could have caused those genes to be turned on? And I don't want to oversimplify this for someone who has a lot of fear or they have a genetic history or any of that. I don't want to minimize the importance of this topic, cancer.
Mm-hmm.
But I also want to give you some hope because you're not getting that elsewhere. Because what I found is that if you understand this before a crisis, it causes you to make better decisions if or when that crisis comes. Like if you know how the body works, and then let's say you have a family member who gets diagnosed, or maybe you yourself get diagnosed, it helps you to navigate this more appropriately as opposed to just succumbing to the disease or the diagnosis and just kind of throwing in the towel and doing whatever industry tells you to do when it comes to taking care of it.
Right. This should be so encouraging and so empowering for you. Only about 2-5% of diseases are purely genetic. So that means that 95-98% are totally within our control. That means that we can do something about that.
So the takeaway in all of this is your body is still doing the right thing at the right time, and you're not genetically coded for cancer. You don't have a ticking time bomb that is built within you.
Yeah. Yeah. You don't have to accept an expiration date. You support your body, you trust its natural processes, and that's how you heal.
Hey, I want to let you know about a new and exciting feature that we have to answer your questions. You've got questions, maybe we've got answers, and we've got a great way for you to submit your questions. So what you do, you have questions. Maybe it's about your health. Maybe it's about supplements. Maybe it's about, next steps that you need to take, or you have just questions about something you heard on an episode. What you do is you go to dr-wilson.com, click on podcasts, and you can record your customized message right there. Keep it under 90 seconds, and Dr. Tracy and I will answer your question on upcoming shows. So go to dr-wilson.com and submit your audio question and listen for your answer.